This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. As the federal election campaign enters its third week, Labor has pledged a $10 million package to upskill doctors and nurses to better support LGBTIQ+ Australians. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler is set to formally launch the policy later today. A number of European leaders have expressed support with Ukraine after two Russian ballistic missiles hit the northern Ukrainian city of Sumy. 34 people are dead and 117 wounded in what officials say is the deadliest strike on Ukraine this year. Volodymyr Zelensky has demanded a tough international response against Russia over the attack.
Only pressure, only decisive action can change this. Every Russian ballistic missile, every cruise missile, every guided bomb strike not only our people, not only our communities, but also diplomacy and the political efforts of everyone who is truly trying to bring this to an end.
Russian authorities did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Russia denies targeting civilians, but thousands have been killed and injured in its invasion of Ukraine. Experts say they fear more than 100 people have been killed in attacks on a town and two displacement camps in Sudan's Darfur region. The attacks have been blamed on the Rapid Support Forces, a paramilitary group which has been at war with Sudan's regular army for almost 2 years. The World Food Programme's Regional Emergency Coordinator, Sean Hughes, says Sudan is facing the world's largest humanitarian crisis.
In terms of displacement, 12.7 million people have been forcibly displaced from their homes, over 8 million people displaced internally, and 4 million across borders, arriving to countries that are already facing high levels of hunger and humanitarian needs. 4 out of every 5 people displaced are women and children. In terms of hunger, this is the only place in the world where famine is currently confirmed, and only the third famine to be classified this century.
The Los Angeles Philharmonic has become the first orchestra to perform at Coachella, the annual music and arts festival in the Southern California desert. The musicians opened their set with Richard Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries. In motor racing, Australian Oscar Piastri has won the Bahrain Grand Prix, becoming the first driver to claim 2 race victories this season. The race win is the 4th of his F1 career. He says he plans to celebrate in a big way.
Very, very happy. It's been a great weekend, you know, starting with qualifying. That was a really nice performance. And then the race today, you know, I felt like we had it under control. So very proud of, you know, of the team for giving us a great car. Proud of myself for putting a good weekend together as well. And, excited for next week.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.